Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. You didn't say prayer. How's everybody today?
Good.
Yep, you have a good week? Yep. Well, today I'm going to talk about to-do lists, because I've got a lot of them. I have post-it notes all over my desk. They say things like, hire this person, and send offer letters to this person, and do this. All different colors, all different sizes, depending on what I write. Some of them sit there so long, I have to admit, that I can't decipher my own writing and tell what I was going to do with it. But I also have little post-it notes. I brought all kinds of stuff with me this morning. I have grocery list notes. I have post-it notes that have rainbows on them. This one is Steve's, by the way. Steve's honey-do list. I have to tell you, it was started 11 years ago. He hasn't got very far. I have to-do lists on my phone. Back down here. Grocery list.
Yeah, my dad writes
that down. Yep, to-do list for work. See that? It gets longer and longer. Then I have a Nook. And believe it or not, it has sticky notes in it too. Look at this.
My friend has
sticky
a Nook.
Notes.
My friend has a Nook.
Yep.
Raven has one.
This is mine. Dust. Vacuum. Clean the bathroom. Mow the grass. Cook dinner. Then there's the fun stuff. Eat out. As opposed to cooking dinner.
Everybody's done that.
Go to a movie as opposed to mowing the grass. Go shopping as opposed to cleaning the bathroom. I like those better. We'll make some for you. I've got Katie's to-do list in here and Lauren's to-do list in here. You got stuff for her? Okay, what's on Katie's to-do list?
Clean the room, all her toys.
Clean her toys up. That's a good one.
I do that.
What's on yours?
Clean the room, dust the living room, and
every morning, Lauren?
And sweep.
Every morning.
I try.
Yeah? What else is on there? Like, ride your bicycle? I bet that would be on your to-do list, wouldn't
if
it?
If I could ride it.
Yep. What else would be on yours besides what Mommy said?
Play with me, Dad.
Play with your friends.
Play with me.
Play with Lauren. Watch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the good things, see? Now, the problem with these kind of to-do lists is that there's some really easy things to do on them. There's some really fun things to do on them. And then there's some things you really don't like to do on them.
You need to have a Nicole's to-do list.
Getting Nicole's to-do list, yeah. And the fun things and the easy things are be the things that we want to do, aren't they? And we may let the other things go. And ask Steve. Sometimes I don't get the busy things done. I get the easy things done. I get the fun things done. But maybe not the things that I'm supposed to get done. Do you ever do that? You ride the bicycle?
Yes.
Yep, and you watch TV? But you might not get your room clean? Yeah. And there's a Bible story that gives us some information about the people that lived in Jesus' time that did the same thing. They had these to-do lists, and they wanted to do the fun stuff and the easy stuff, but maybe not the hard stuff. And here's what Jesus said to them. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you no matter where you go. And Jesus told him, foxes have dens to live in and birds have nests, but I, the Son of Man, have no home of my own, not even a place to lay my head. And what he was telling this man was that following Jesus is not always easy. It's not always the fun thing to do. Sometimes that's the really hard thing to do. But he said to another person, Jesus said, come and be my disciple. And the man agreed, but he said, Lord, first I need to go home and bury my father. And Jesus said to another, follow me. And the man said, I will, but just let me go say goodbye to my family first. And the Lord told them all, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And what Jesus is saying to all of us is that our to-do lists are very important. The fun stuff, the easy stuff, and the hard stuff. But none of it is more important than following Jesus. Yep. So that, no matter what our to-do lists look like, if Jesus was here, he'd tell us, number one, first and foremost, is to follow him.
And to pray.
To pray. Yeah, we need to pray.
We need to follow him. And then we need to do our to-do list, the hard stuff and the easy stuff and the fun stuff. And always remember to follow Jesus first. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you give to us, all the fun stuff, all the easy stuff, and all the trials and tribulations of the hard stuff too. Lord, we know that you're here with us. We know that you have given Pastor John and Lisa this home to come to. They have followed you, Lord. They have followed your call, and they have arrived on our doorstep, and we bid them welcome. We thank you for all that you do, all that you're going to do, and all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.